Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Don, Joe Theismann. How you doing, buddy? I listen to your show every morning. I'm sitting at my farm, and I just heard the story about McMahon. And let me explain something to you. Okay. First of all, I've been there. See, you haven't been here for a short period of time. Yeah, it is me, Don. I'm not kidding. I'm flat square on. I love your program in the morning, but you don't really know what Joe Theismann's like. You ever been in a Super Bowl?
Oh.
The Don and Mike Show.
Game, set, match.
Yeah.
Winner,
Joe Theismann.
Hot town, summer in the city.
Abandon hope, all ye who enter here. The Don and Mike Show.
What did that say? Because earlier today, maybe it's happening right now, was talking on the morning this morning on the phone with one of my friends from the Baltimore Ravens. The people that run that team are very, very nice to me, and I still don't know why.
Going to make it up there for a few games this season?
Was planning my visits to Baltimore this year to go see the mighty Ravens. Mm-hmm. And they mentioned that they were having some type of a scrimmage today, and that Tony Kornheiser, Joe Theismann, and Mike Tirico were there doing a test Monday Night Football. The guy at the Ravens said that, best of his understanding, they've never done, obviously they've never done a real game.
Right. I think what they've done is they have done it with video.
With tape. That's how they break these guys in. So the first Monday Night Football game of Tony Kornheiser will be Monday night, and he's running the test right now.
Wow. Cool.
With Theismann.
Well, I hope they kick ass. I really do.
Yeah. Me too. There was a game on last night. My God, tonight when I go home, I got my choice of three games in beautiful high def. I've got the Giants on one channel, the Jets on the other channel. I've got the Atlanta Falcons on the other channel.
It's here. It's official. It's here.
It simply is the best time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Really, there's just football everywhere. So thank you, God, for that. During the break, I looked at the fan site. I look at our fan site a couple of times a week.
Right.
And I saw, I am just getting killed. I'm getting killed about two things. First, I'm getting killed about my tattoo with people who don't like it and people who don't understand why I got it. And the other thing I'm getting killed about is Barber Day.
Oh. Wow.
You're getting killed about Barber Day?
Yeah, I mean, I think I said myself on the air that it's pompous of me and cheap of me to want to get a card from Haircuttery.
You didn't, right?
Although that's what a lot of the responses seem to be. It's like people, big block letters, you know,
okay.
Let Mike have his Barber Day.
Well, you did.
Oh, I know, but
that's
resolved
already.
Just pointing out I'm getting killed on the message
boards.
They're still
fighting that battle on the internet.
I'm just getting killed there.
See, what they want is they want a battle even though the battle is over.
Right.
And, I'm so proud that I fought for Barber Day. It was so such a battle and such a struggle. You know, whatever.
Not a hollow victory.
Whatever. I really do. I there's only one thing about Barber Day. I really, really hope I remember. And I will say, seriously, you know how you do this? No one, Rob, you included, nobody here, nobody remind me.
Okay.
Okay.
You don't want the barber
It's
to
next
call.
Wednesday, right? Yeah.
That's the plan.
Okay. Yeah. Nobody's saying anything now.
I'm not arranging it. I don't know.
I think it's next Wednesday. And I still think, like, even out in Cancer Corner, I was the most excited about it. I believe so.
I think it has potential.
I hope that I remember.
Well, the
I
fan really site's behind you, Mike.
What do you think? Getting in here at 2 o'clock is legitimate for Barber Day if 1:30?
No, I know.
What, Robbie?
I know the best way you can, A, be on time, and also guaranteed not to forget it,
right,
is do Barber Day after the show.
You're an ass. You are a silly ass.
I'm a coon.
Okay. I owe you, that's Jimmy Dean.
Pretty convenient.
I owe you. Oh, that's an ass. Because I do get here a little earlier than I used to at the other place, but that will never happen.
You never stay after.
They could be handing out the golden tickets.
I'm
not proud of that.
Okay. So now that we move past that.
Yeah.
May I really make your Friday?
Oh, really? Oh, good.
And wow.
You've already made it, though, because we came to an understanding. So, I mean, I don't know how it can get better.
Well, Mike, I guarantee it can.
Okay.
I guarantee this 1 million times or your money back.
All right, very good.
My complaint about Barbara Day, my radio guy complaint, was that it was something that would not be on the radio because it's boring to hear it. And you threw it back. Well, you got your haircut on the radio before, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you used to get your haircut on the radio. We used to interview Playmates on the air.
So you, right?
Neither one was really radio worthy.
I agree. So you got your Barbara Day.
Right.
And what I was dying to tell you at the time was, and we got caught up in the heat of the moment there,
right.
That there's so many more things that we can do here now.
Yes.
Besides having Barbara Day.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I want you to close your eyes for a minute.
All right. I think I might know what it is.
I don't know. I'm pretty excited.
So? Pretty good.
Think so? Okay.
Where is
Open your eyes. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Jarts!
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby!
We want to thank...
Jarts, the whole box, real box.
We're right. Playing Jarts today.
I'd love to see a date on that box. That looks like a vintage set.
We are going outside today to play Jarts. We want to thank loyal listener Glenn Rigby.
Look at that vintage package.
Who brought
package.
This game. Bye. Now.
That lethal product.
Perfect condition.
These are your Jarts.
The price is still on.
Much was it?
$3.49 at Caldor.
$3.49.
There is... I'm telling you, this is dangerous.
Oh,
look at Mike, take a Jart.
Yeah, these things are...
You couldn't take one on an airplane.
These are, it says, official size and weight, an outdoor game of skill for adults.
And you know what? Something else today, is that
Robbie?
It's illegal. eBay won't let you list the metal ones.
Now,
you're not even allowed to sell them on eBay.
These Jarts are...
Well, these are metal, aren't they?
Yeah, but these, a listener dropped off. We didn't get these
but
on
you know
eBay.
What they've been done? They've been modified. Look.
How? What do you mean?
Haven't they? Do you think they've been screwed with? Sharpened?
No, because I think they've always been that way.
No.
Didn't they have a sharper tip in the old days?
I think this is a sign that they've been used.
Okay, all right.
I see wear on mine. I see use on mine.
Mine has been used.
I see yous on mine, and I see yous on mine, too.
Hi, yous.
He's so shiny, I see both of yous.
The human skull tends to wear down the tips.
So as we described yesterday, what Jarts are, they are lawn darts. They are projectiles that you throw up. Now, listen to this. That has a hard, sharp edge on it.
How heavy are they?
You almost said that like these.
Ooh, Don, how heavy are they?
I would guesstimate they've probably a pound and a half to 2 pounds.
And a half, 20 ounces. Ooh.
So, I mean, what they're designed to do is you throw them underhanded. They go way up in the air, and then they come down, and you get it into the target.
So, and you get these little
target.
You get these hula hoops that you put together.
Large rubber rings.
Here's one of the little hula hoops.
Yeah, and they definitely have been used. You can tell.
See. Uh-huh. Now, here's what the box says.
These are the targets.
Because this is from when we were kids. Slider Jarts. Warning. Not toys for use by children, even though we all used them when we were kids.
Sure. Now they tell
kids.
Us.
May cause serious or fatal injury.
Nah.
Let's see how to play.
Same could be said for gasoline.
Yeah, I'd love to play by the rules. It's a pretty simple game,
here
right?
Here you go, Mike. An outdoor game of skill for adults.
Okay.
To participate in the world of Jarts, you require good coordination and skill, which can be developed by careful practice. Mm-hmm. The object of the game is to land the Jarts inside or as close to the target as possible. Mm-hmm. And then, as you can see, it has the picture of the guy. The target is 35 feet away.
Is that the standard length that you're supposed to shoot the Jarts?
Mm-hmm. They indicate that you are supposed to throw this killing missile 10 to 12 feet in the air.
You know, you can feel if you just put it up, you know, against you.
You can see like when your forehead.
You can see where it would go into somebody's temple or eye.
Yeah.
I mean, these were lethal.
So they're saying what you want to do is throw it 12 feet in the air, and they've got a little diagram here.
Like an arc.
Where it shows the guy throwing the thing up, 12 feet in the air, and it comes right down to the ground.
Because in order to get it that distance, you got to get some air under it.
Right. Because what they look like are...
They're like darts you would throw, but they're huge.
On
they're
steroids. Right. Like, imagine darts that look like stealth fighters.
They look like big blow darts from a Charlie Chan movie.
And obviously it's two red ones and two yellow ones for the competition.
For team play.
Yeah. Now, hold on, let me see if I can find the instructions.
I think the instructions are on the box.
The box is in perfect condition.
Well, it says, before you play the game, it's necessary to read and understand the detailed printed instructions included inside the package.
Do you read the warning that's on the plastic wing of the Jart?
Mm. What's it say?
Not a toy for use by children, may cause serious or fatal injury.
Yeah.
Read instructions carefully.
So how far back from the target do you stand?
And 30 feet.
30 feet.
25 to 35 feet.
And you throw 12 feet into the air in an arch.
Now, I'd like to know. If, well, you know,
it's like a modified version of horseshoes.
They really are. There are no printed.
Are there two targets that came with it?
Yeah.
Point.
One smaller than the other?
No, it's just a point of reference. You stand in the first one.
I think I know. This is where the fatalities
came in. You throw
it
to the second one.
Because what those are two identical targets that you would space 30 feet apart. And so the reason people were killed is because your opponent would stand at the far end, thus not requiring retrieval, see.
Correct.
You want to try to keep the other guy's jarred out of the circle. Whatever way possible.
And then in round two, you catch them.
Now, beautifully aerodynamic.
Oh, yes.
The question is really, besides us, who remembers jarts? I mean, John, you don't count.
I believe lawn dart. Would they also be called lawn darts?
Yes.
Was there another variation of them that was called lawn darts?
Mm-hmm. And these are special. These are called slider jarts. And as you can see, the metal tip actually moves back and forth on
it. Well, I think, are they called on the package slider darts? Because I think they're a different.
There were
bigger jarts,
these are
right?
Modified.
These would be, I think, I'm no expert on these things, but I would guess that these would probably be the last generation of jarts allowed on the market.
I think you're right.
And the ones that they tried to spiff up, you know, with this sliding bullet on the end of this thing,
right?
That really could just go right through some kid's head.
And there's really
like a knife through warm butter.
It's a safety tip because after about an inch and a half, it gets thicker, so it could really only penetrate your skull by like 2 inches.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Yeah, but the original, I do think that out there somewhere, there are also jarts that were far more lethal.
Oh, there were the ones that you and I played with, Mike.
Right.
I'm sure. You're thinking like me. They were totally made of metal.
They were metal, and they also it was a dart point on the end of them.
Yes, I mean these have some plastic on them.
Yeah.
The other ones had these have plastic wings. Right. When we were kids, the wings were made of metal too.
Wow. I still think that if you caught this like on a 12-foot arc, this could definitely put your eye out.
Sure.
No question about it.
Are you kidding? Yeah. This could go through your skull.
It'd kill you.
That's my skull.
It'll flat out kill you.
I mean, it hurts.
I'm so jarts.
Oh, man, I love jarts.
All right, well, let's get ready to go outside and play some jarts.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I remember growing up a jarts fan.
Okay, and thank you.
All right, thank you for sharing the story.
Bye!
Sorry about the injury.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I have a great jart story.
Okay, tell us your jart story.
Okay.
I lived in Long Island, New York, and this was probably 1968, 69.
Okay.
We lived in Sands Point, Long Island. Next door to the people my mom worked for was Emerson Boozer.
Emerson Boozer.
Formerly of the New York Jets.
You bet.
You bet. We drive down to go, all the kids, hey, they're having a party. Joe Namath is there. We look over the fence. They're all playing jarts.
Joe Namath played jarts.
Yep.
Was he struggling?
Yeah.
I
was about 7 years old.
I would imagine that, seriously, in those days, when they were more dangerous jarts because they had the pointed end, drinking and playing jarts was probably a really bad idea.
But back then, kids didn't drink like they do now.
Right.
No. I mean,
exactly.
Now 7-year-olds get drunk. Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, this is Drew. I got my set of jarts for my 10th birthday in the summer of 78. Mm-hmm. And
now we've covered a length of 10 years now. We've got one decade of jarts because the other guy said 68 and you're saying 78.
I got them for my 10th birthday. This is the best non-lethal jart story you will hear.
Okay.
Nice qualifier.
All right, go ahead.
So I'm standing, my brother and I are at either end of the front yard. I'm over by the neighbor's yard throwing towards my brother, the opponent, who's next to the driveway. I haul back and let this sucker whip after playing for a little while, try to get as much air underneath as possible. Thing sails up, clears my brother's head, comes straight down at a dead on 90 degree angle, right through the hood of the Oldsmobile station wagon.
Wow.
It stuck straight up. So
we have now established the fact that, yes, the lethality of jarts where they could go through sheet metal.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking the old kind of station wagon with the wood panel on the side, too.
Now, I'm
the Oldsmobile Delta 88 station wagon.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission banned jarts in the United States in December of 1988.
That's 20 years they took to figure it out.
The end of the jart.
But John has just found on the internet there is an upcoming jarts tournament. So it still exists.
Sure.
Is it like an under? Is it like
Yeah, but they must not. They must not sell them anymore.
Right.
Right, Yanni.
No, you can't buy them anymore. But you can. I'm trying to figure out where they had this.
What?
Thank you once again, the dynamic John Norman and Rob. Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Didn't know you were going to talk to him.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I have a jart story.
Okay.
I grew up in Connecticut, much like Mike,
yeah.
And all I remember is the jarts nightmare, because as kids, my family loved to play the jarts at the outdoor barbecues, and I just remember, like,
you're funny.
Get out of the way, screaming, getting screamed at. Like, jarts was my nightmare, because you could just be walking and the jart would be flying at you.
You know what, you're right, and it was always like at a family gathering.
Yeah, and there would be little ones around, and that's why it was always like a five-year-old that ended up buying a farm.
Watch out! The jar's coming down!
Yeah. You know, meanwhile, you got Dad with a beer that's throwing this thing 30 feet up into the air.
That's how it ended.
What could possibly go wrong?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi. Last call here, and then we are going to go outside and play some jarts.
I have a story that we used to sharpen them with our father's grinder.
to make them even sharper.
Penetrate better into the ground.
Right, make them more fun.
Well, you know, that was part of the problem, part of the challenge of jarts was throwing them high enough
to get the velocity to go into the ground.
So that when they came down, they would come down fast enough, right, to just stick right in the grass.
Because if I remember about jarts, wasn't the rule, they had to stick in the ground. You couldn't, like, have them lying down.
You could not. They had to be. And do you remember, like, arguing with a guy if it would be stuck at an angle?
And leaning on the ground?
And the big metal...
The wing.
Wing of it
right.
would be outside the circle.
Mm-hmm.
You could stand there with your friends for an hour and argue about
you
that.
Want a total perpendicular entry into the ground for a jart.
And right. if you get them real sharp, you can play on asphalt.
You could. Technically, you're right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How
hey,
you doing?
Howdy.
We're in a crowd of people.
I remember a jart story. I think in Bruce Jarts and killed this guy, Cat. It was my neighbor, and it was an accident. I said, hey, let's kill the cat. But I accidentally hit the cat.
Well, did you get the cat with an arc, or did you, like, throw the jart like a dart?
I threw it like a dart.
Oh,
like a dart. Oh, you're right. That is a good story. Thank you.
See, not only just the danger of the game itself, but it could be used as a weapon, right?
Don and Mike show.
Maybe
hello.
The cat was in the circle.
I tell you what, friends.
Hello.
I tell you what. I guarantee you, no way you could carry this in your carry-on luggage.
Right.
Oh, no.
No way could you carry a jart on an airplane.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if it had gel on it?
Forget it.
I have a question about the jarts that we have here.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to wedge the plastic tail up to the nipple up here so that
it
stays steady?
No, I would say you do it like this.
Okay,
you can hold on to the tip and throw it like...
What does it say on the box?
Yeah, what's the guy in the picture doing? I thought you held it by the feather, actually.
No. He's the guy in the picture is holding it like this. He's holding it by the stick.
Uh-huh.
He's pushed the feather all the way up by the head of it.
Ah,
all right. You see that?
Well,
so you
I think
throw
it
with
depends
the stick.
On how they fly. Put the feather by the head.
Just like this. I'll try it in the ceiling right now.
Keep them good luck.
It didn't stick in the ceiling, but it made a hole in the ceiling.
It was too heavy to stay up there.
Yeah, gravity was your enemy there.
Always is.
That was not a good idea.
No, but it was a good idea.
That was not a good idea. That's the first piece of damage in our brand new pristine studios.
And the tiles were so perfect.
Big friggin' hole in the wall.
The tiles were so
hole
perfect.
In the ceiling.
Now we have to order a ceiling tile.
Oh, wow. So I can't wait to play.
Jart Man, are you still there?
No.
Nope. Hello? Yes. All right, well, adios.
All right, good.
Adios, my friend. When we come back, we're going outside.
We have a jart. Do we have a jart arena, a jart track?
We will be between the roads, Old Georgetown Road and Montrose, Rockville Pike. It's that flat area.
Oh, that's where all the commuters are going by. That adds an element of danger as well.
I'm
going
to move my car.
All right, Rob, go get the course set up.
Yes, I only have 9 minutes.
We have four jarts, which means No waiting.
Yeah.
Right. Come on by.
One of us on now, are we going to do teams or are we going to do individual competition here?
Oh, I think it should be you and I against the other boys.
Ah, that's a good idea.
Sounds
good.
Think so?
Very yeah. good. Fantastic.
What could possibly go wrong?
And that way, also, if you and I are on the same team, I think it helps the odds that neither one of us gets taken out by a jart.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. If you and I are together, we can see and go, hey, come on, let's run this way.
And when the police are called, we can blame the other guys.
Right.
Perfect. And come back in here and
like
do the
we
show.
Always do.
Absolutely.
We always do.
It's our plan as well.
They did it. Don't hurt me.
Please notify Infinity Healthcare.
Yeah. We'll be back with jarts. Yes. Yeah. It's a summer of jarts. And then Barber Day.
Which you're getting killed on.
We'll be right back. I am. Effers. Internet effers. We'll be right back.
Number
friends.
Four Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What are you doing here, Uncle Rico?
Your grandma took a little spill at the sand dunes today. Broke her coccyx.
What? Since when does she go to the dunes?
Looks like there's a lot you don't know about.
Yeah, well.
She take my money.
Let me tell you about Uncle Rico.
I'm in need.
He got busted. We'll talk about that in a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope when he was busted, he was throwing the football. Videotaping himself.
Right.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, friends.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Right. All right, Kanye. Excuse me, Conway.
Conway, yes.
Conway, yes. I think we're ready to go outside. Mike and I have talked about the Rob. What's that say? Where's the melody? Okay. I think we've divvied up the teams pretty evenly. Mm-hmm. It'll be Mike and I against Rob and Buzz.
All right. And depending on how this goes, I think disputes on the show with listeners, with whoever, perhaps because we have the courtyard over here that's perfect, all disputes from this point forward should be settled by jarts.
On Barber Day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've had enough ideas for today.
No, hold on.
Stellar, fantastic idea.
Hold on.
All right, are we...
Yeah, Mike, you go wireless first. Right, and I'll get you set up and set your level.
Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. How does that sound? Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
Good.
All right, Buzz, get your...
Should I make my way over to the courtyard?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. I'll be right there.
All right, very good.
Hold on, let me just turn that off.
Sounds excellent. Sounds awesome, guys.
Testing 1, 2.
Joe Artinger to the air studio. Joe Artinger to the air studio.
Is that on the air, Rob?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I'm able to hear everything.
There we go. All right, we all got our microphones now.
You're going wireless, Don?
We're all outside.
What a glorious, fabulous, spectacular, incredible day this is.
Perfect. I told you yesterday.
To be in Rockville, Maryland.
I told you yesterday. You kept saying it's going to rain, it's going to rain, it's going to rain.
I don't know what I was thinking.
It's going to be beautiful.
I had no idea what I was thinking.
It's a good thing that I didn't take you up on that bet.
Well, I think the real clear air has, provided us with a clearer head so you can come up with those cockamamie ideas like Barber Day.
You know what I love? Right by where we're going to be having our jarts tournament.
Right.
Big sign. Watch out for traffic. No trespassing. State Highway Administration.
Yeah, well.
We're not trespassing. We're competing.
Now, don't you think that that's really designed for?
We got to watch out for
there's our course.
We got to watch out for the power cords
right over here. We'll be fine.
Don't you think that that's probably designed so this area doesn't become a like a little squatter's park or whatever they used to call it in the 30s?
Yeah, you could. This seems like a place where maybe you could score something on a
weekend.
Hold
on a second. All right, here we go.
Needle Park.
Mike is measuring off our distance.
Look, the Navy's here.
Oh, the guy. Are you the same guy that came by the last time we came outside, the guy in the sailor suit? Gotcha, friend.
Man, this is some, you know what? This is some serious firm ground out here. This is terra firma. Yep.
This will be a test of the jarts.
Jarts. Here we go. Oh, hi, Johnny. Here's me with my jart. Hi. Hi. It's a jart.
Buzz, I guess we get to the far side of the court.
The
Thank
team?
You for your service to our country, young man.
Now, listen, come on over and you can...
I'm not standing in their way.
You stand over here, but
well,
out
you
of
have
the
to
way.
Stand at your. It's you and Rob against Don and me.
I understand.
You can be the impartial observer. What's your name?
I'm Bob.
And Bob, what's your rank in the Navy?
I'm an E6, first class petty officer.
And Bob, let me ask you a question. Are you big into wagering?
I do wager and usually lose quite often.
Ah, right now, as it stands, you're looking at the two of us and the two of them. This is the competition right here. If you were a betting person, who, you know, just what would be your gut right now?
Buzz Burbank.
You think Buzz is the natural athletic ability? Oh, you are so
I
wrong.
Hope you don't get sent to Iraq.
Yeah, we don't want to put you in any intelligence outfits, that's for sure.
You won't know.
Now,
could be good, Buzz. This could be your sport.
Will you attest for everybody that these are regulation jarts and that this thing is heavy? Take it. Go ahead. Hold on.
Official jarts regulation sponsor. I would say yes, these Metal. Are official jarts.
Do you have anything like that on the USS Indianapolis?
I don't think he can hear you, Rob.
Are you on the NRD Philadelphia? Is that your ship?
For Navy Recruiting District Philadelphia. Out of Baltimore, Maryland.
I got you.
How many men went into the water? How many came out?
Right.
The Sharks got the rest.
Let's play.
Just to say, these jarts have been certified by the United States Navy.
Thank you, Mike. And right. I think, who wants to go first, red team or yellow team?
How about the red team goes first?
It's smoke before fire. So
Rob,
be yellow.
Speed bump. Well, now
all right, now the idea, what
chart.
Is now, is the rule to stand in back of your circle?
I think anywhere behind your circle would
anywhere,
be legal.
Anywhere right. behind your circle.
No, hold on a second. It seems to me they should be farther apart. Is that?
That's 30 feet.
30 feet.
I agree, but I think really you're going to see that the degree of difficulty is significant, even from this small. But you know what? We've got plenty of room. Right. I don't know how our range is, but
hey,
we could really
on, Mike,
go
can
crazy.
Can you and I warm up for a second?
Yeah.
Hey, Buzz, get out of the way.
All right. All right, here we go.
Get out of the way. Tell us twice.
Now, right. I'm really going to try to watch out for this power cord.
Where are you throwing? Do you want to warm up back here from the regular distance?
Hey, Mike, can you hold my microphone for a second?
Yes, absolutely. Don is going to throw his jar. He's going to try to get
a test toss.
All right, here we go. There, there it goes. Oh, and it's up and perfect.
In the ground.
That's good form.
That's how you do it.
That is really, really good form.
Now, hold on. Let me just get this thing
okay.
over here and plunk this out. See if you can get the sound of the. Listen to this.
There it is. That went deep into the ground.
Sure
no
did.
Problem. So because you got the arc on it, that worked very well.
It's all in the wrist, Mike. You want it? Do you want to?
I'm going to try the target. I'm going to try a little target run here.
All right. Good luck, Mike.
Here we are. Okay. All right. One, two, three. No, I'm just kidding.
Mike.
I'm kidding, of course. Okay. The sailor enjoyed that. Did you enjoy that? That's a little slapstick for you.
Mike dropped his.
And boy, these condos are coming along beautifully, aren't they? All right, here we go.
The sign's nice.
Okay. Oh, that was terrible. But it stuck.
It stuck.
You know what? You got to have a little technique. You know what? Yeah. That 30 feet is perfect.
Buzz, you want to give it a...
I'd like a practice shot.
Practice
I think everybody gets a practice jart.
All right.
All right, Buzz, go ahead.
Does someone want to mic the target?
Let's see how this
I'm
goes.
I'll lay my microphone right down on the target.
I'll be brave enough to stand underneath. Go ahead,
okay.
Buzz.
All right.
This could be serious.
Here we go.
Oh, nice.
Jesus, Buzz. Almost got them.
Best throw yet.
Not bad.
That's why people were killed That's playing right. this game.
All right, Rob, your turn. Mike right. and I will again try to stand by it and get this out of it.
I'm going to look for a 12-foot arc.
All right. Here we go.
Look at that big guy go.
Ah, terrible. Worst throw of the day.
Right, enough of this pansying around
it's
here.
Time to play.
Time to play serious jarts.
Time to play jarts.
What's on the line here, Bob? Today the jart players will be playing for... Who knows?
Jarts.
A brand new condo, the M Condominiums. yes, you
Mike, I'm playing for R of R.
R of R?
Retards of Rockville.
Retards of Rockville.
I'm playing for a young boy named Tom Gavin tonight.
I'm playing for the NWGA, the National Weight Gain Association. I know that they're a fine cause. And Rob, who will you be playing for today?
The North American Haircutters.
Very good. Buzz, who
I
will you be
playing
for? I thought
you were playing for the United Negro College Fund.
Oh, yeah, that's
always.
Right.
Always.
Adult Film Stars of America.
All right,
Mike,
very
you
good.
Hold my microphone? I'll
yes.
I'll give
Are you,
a
Don, we'll, we will begin with Don. Don, this is your first legitimate dart. You want to go over by it and mic it, Rob? Or?
More than anything.
Here we go. One. Well, I'm not going to count for you.
Dreamed of this.
Oh.
Very close.
Did
very,
not
very
penetrate
close.
The earth, though.
Oh, it did not penetrate?
Do we
did
do
not,
teams?
No penetration.
Do we do teams or do we go back and forth? I think we go
teams?
Back and forth.
Oh, you're right. It's yeah. but either That's Buzz or away. Rob's turn.
I'll
right?
go because I'm closer.
Mine landed about 5 feet away. And,
not three.
And Rob's right. It did not penetrate.
All right.
Closer than
because
that.
Because Rob.
No!
Very nice.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Rob.
Four now, or 5 feet away.
If I remember my jarts because mine didn't go in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If Rob's is the closest and didn't go in, he wins.
Okay, the first round.
Yeah, closest.
It'll
to
be
the
one
circle,
to nothing.
Right.
Okay, come on, Mike. Make
okay,
it happen now. Here we go.
It's
Mike and.
Oh.
Hey, goddamn good one.
There we are.
Six, Mike, you're
6 inches away from the
six
target.
6 inches away from the target.
Right. You're much closer.
Perfect
one to nothing.
Penetration.
Are we going to play best of something?
We'll play best of three.
All right, here comes Buzz.
All right, here comes mine.
Here he comes.
And
a wild one.
I'm sorry, that's not as close as mine.
Overstuck. We won the first round.
Advantage
now, do we switch,
O'Mara.
Do we, hey, Don, I think we switch two colors
sides.
Now.
Oh.
We switch. That's the way it works, so we don't have to walk all the way over there.
Okay. All right.
Convenient.
If it's a lazy shortcut, count on me. Count on me for that one. No problem at all.
Now, do we reverse order so Buzz goes first?
Yeah, we probably should.
Okay.
Oh, Buzz. My God.
What, Mike?
We're in a freshly mowed field just off the highway, and I believe I see a human hand. No. I'm kidding.
All right, here's Buzz. Here comes Buzz.
Here we go.
And, whoa!
One. I think I seriously just found the Black Dahlia.
Buzz, let me mark that with my feet. That's one, two. That's like 2.5 feet away.
That's a good toss.
Not bad. All right, Mike, you hold my microphone?
Yep, go ahead. Here we go. We're playing Jarts on Rockville Pike. What a lovely day for it. Oh, good.
In the circle!
Absolutely
in
perfect.
In the circle!
Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh! In your face, B-Wack! In your face, Burbank!
Wow. You did it.
Touchdown!
Wow.
Unbelievable! Touchdown! Oakland Raiders, the holy roller!
Yes, sirree.
Look at that!
Ma'am, you're going to always be able to tell that baby of yours she was here when the first successful Jart bullseye was had.
Get that picture, John.
Damn.
Look at that. You know why that happened, Mike? My calves.
That's incredible.
Right. The immaculate reception.
That is incredible because really we cannot stress enough the degree of difficulty to get it. I mean, what would be the diameter of that circle?
I would call that an 18-inch diameter.
Yep. 18 inches, 30 feet away.
It's about as
in
big as Kirstie Alley's vagina.
But you know what? The competition continues.
One of them, anyway.
So we can tie.
All right.
All right.
Right, because she's got two.
That's
boss.
Right. Okay.
She has the room.
Here comes Rob Spiewak. If Rob gets it in the circle.
Go, Rob.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Have it penetrate?
No penetration.
And now, even though it's a moot point, Don.
But Mike, come on, get it in.
Let's see if I can do it. I'd love
better
to match you with
get
us.
Get it in.
All right, here we go.
Here you go, Mike.
And in.
Oh!
Mike, you are
6-8 inches away, maybe.
Less than that.
Wow.
But you guys are really besting us.
You're like 4 inches away from the hole, Mike.
This time, Rob.
Well, you know what you want to do? You want to try harder. All right, we're switching now. Right. We're switching.
So it's O'Mara Geronimo.
Do you want to switch sides, Don? You want to switch sides? And
fine.
Don and Mike.
Well, you want to do it from this side now?
Whatever.
Hi, how are you? How you doing?
2-0.
All right, boys, back down to the other side.
All right.
Here we go.
Don and Mike have the red jarts.
We're back to yellow.
Oh, look, a hypodermic needle. Let's play with it.
Has it been used?
No, can I just take 1 second and do it the way we did when we were kids?
Okay.
Over here? Just let me just see how high in the air.
Yeah. We can do it out in that field out there.
Wild throw.
Right, you want, all right.
Go ahead.
Very good. Here it goes. Wing it.
Chuck it.
Here we go. That's the way.
Breeze at his back. It's in the air.
Over his shoulder. All right. Good stuff. That's the way to play jarts, and that's when they were pointy, and they had
and
the pointy end.
That thing.
That was almost a Tom Gavin clap.
That thing goes straight up and goes about 15 yards the other way.
Right.
Oh, fantastic.
You know, I like the real funny things you find in these abandoned fields next
to
the highway.
Now who have you found?
I'm just fine. Now, I'm finding what looks to be some sort of sheath. Some sort of sheath.
See if
right,
you can
Buzz.
Find any evidence of the old arrow.
I think I saw Jimmy Hoffa.
All right, Buzz, you're going first in this round. Incidentally, the score, Don and Mike 2, Robin Buzz, Zippy.
We've already won.
That's right. Well, we'll see about
playing
that.
Best
all right, here comes Buzz.
11, right?
Buzz with the low trajectory, but not really working.
No penetration, Buzz.
Don, you're up next.
You hold every second.
Story of my week.
Don is using the concentration technique without the microphone in his hand. Let's see what happens. Very close.
Very close.
And
very,
the
very
moderate
close.
Penetration.
Within
it's a judge's call. It's a moderate penetration.
Nothing like that. Moderate penetration. Obviously not what happened to you, ma'am. Just kidding, of course.
Mike's talking to the pregnant lady over there.
That's
lady
a lovely baby.
And now here's Rob.
All right, watch out.
Here we go. Come
watch
on,
out.
Save the day, Rob.
Get her done.
Get her done,
Rob's
Rob.
Spiewak, Jart player, and...
All right.
No penetration.
Not enough arc.
All right, here we go.
Mike, end with a nice hole in one.
All right, I'd like to do that this time. Here we go. Here we are.
And it's up and... Wow.
It is gone. It is gone into Rob's foot. It is gone into his foot. Oh, my God.
Is there a doctor?
Like to thank the Academy?
You know, around houses throughout the 70s and early 80s, that sound would always happen, usually at every barbecue where jarts were being played.
You want to just have one? Just throw them up in the air as far as you can like I did?
Yeah, absolutely.
That is fun. Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Here we go.
Why don't we do the same time?
Ready?
One.
Hold on. Which end are you holding yours by?
You gotta hold it by the black end.
Hold it by the other end, Mike.
I'm sorry. I got all excited.
Okay, ready?
Watch out, Buzz.
Buzz, get out of the way now.
Got
Here
it.
We go. Ready, Mike?
Yeah.
And? Whoa! God damn, look at those things go.
Yeah. Oh, I landed on the rocks. Don't hurt me.
Perfect penetration for Don, though.
Hey, you know what we should have? Seriously, the field's long enough, we should have a distance competition.
We should move the targets farther next time.
Well, I think fun with Jarts is about over.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
For this time.
Well, the streetlights are coming on.
Man, I really wish we could play longer. Mom! I want to stay out and play. Oh, wait a minute. I found something else here.
What'd you find now?
Something metal. I think I'm going to get electrocuted. What the hell is this?
I have sandals. Let me kick it.
It looks like a motorcycle part or something.
Yeah.
What is this?
It's a winch. Piece of a winch.
It's a piece of a winch?
Yeah.
With a human finger.
Arg.
With a human finger on it.
Well, let's ask. You know, we actually have some people over here as we head back to work.
Hey, I've got an idea. How about we have the baby crawl across the field? No, I'm kidding.
That's what they thought about the spectacle of Jarts.
Now, this is the age that you didn't want to have a child around with Jarts. That was very, very dangerous.
Hi, honey. What's your name?
Laura.
And how old is your baby?
She's 6 months.
6 months, you said?
Would you ever let her play with a toy like this Jart?
No.
Let me see. Now, you're 6 months. You don't understand what I'm saying, but these are very, very dangerous. Look at the Jart. Look at the Jart.
Put them in her mouth, I'm sure.
Yes, sir.
You'd have to rinse it.
I already did.
Oh, she's playing with the microphone,
like that microphone.
Right now.
And
is the sailor the father? Okay, just checking.
Sure.
And you, my friend, I'm curious what kind of a loser stops by to watch some fat disc jockeys play Jarts.
Oh, the kind that just enjoys a pathetic display of skill. Like,
that's a good answer.
Touché.
You know, you thought a while, back. you came up with the A answer.
Good
that's
answer.
Very good.
What's your name?
Joe.
Now, Joe, what did you think?
I've had these toys when I was a kid. And
Jarts rule.
You want to give it a shot? Come on, Joe. Knock yourself out.
You know, we'll do it. Yeah, put the targets out again.
Let our listener go. Let Joe give it a try. I tell you what, Joe, why don't you just try to whip that baby as far as you can?
All right, go ahead.
Like when you were a kid. All right, here's Joe, our listener.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh,
distance.
Look at that.
Right in.
Now go get it, Joe.
Gee, Christ.
All right, now what I'm going to do, Joe, Rob's going to have you run and get it, and I'm going to throw the Jart as you're running. No, I'm kidding. I want to see the distance. I want to see how much air
try
I can
get. Try to get it far.
Here we go.
Joe's
as far as he did?
Distance, not height. Through the power lines and...
Oh, all right. Let me try one for
penetration.
Distance.
Penetration. There you go.
Distance is fun. And, you know, this is really because Jarts in and of itself, so very boring a game that immediately you'd go to other games that would make it more interesting.
Right.
And that's got the distance. Jarts. Fantastic.
Bob, you had more distance than
can
me,
you
Mike.
See, though, the evolution of Jarts as far as why... Why people would be injured? Because as kids, how long seriously on the interest scale would this last with your average 9-year-old?
Listen, first off, you'd be like us. You'd be bored with the little
immediately
hula
bored.
First thing you'd say is, let's move another 30 feet back.
Right.
Then it becomes the distance competition. And then what do you want? You want moving targets.
And then it's like, let's all just throw them up in the air as high as we can and run away.
And it's also going to result in a height contest. And that's no good.
Mm-hmm.
Very all right, bad.
Buzz, let's end this. Give it your best shot.
All
go
right.
ahead, Buzz.
Last throw for distance.
All right. See how Buzz does at the distance.
Here he goes.
Turn this around.
There he goes. Natural athlete. Hold on.
He didn't even make it across the rock road.
Landed in the rough.
That's a shame.
Technical foul.
That's just such a shame. It truly is. Here comes another. Oh, you missed the competition,
sir.
Sorry,
you missed it. Show's over.
It was a fantastic little display of skill we had.
Front should have told you. What's your name?
Steve.
Hey, Steve. Hey, what's your name?
Steve.
What's your name?
Brian.
Brian. Well, you know.
Hey, I found something else. It's a completely full adult diaper. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, would you guys like to be a part of the show?
Sure.
Okay, do me a favor. Go get those Jarts.
Thank you. Go get those Jarts
that are about 100 yards away.
And congratulations. Seriously, you know, it's really not worth it unless... Oh, everybody, get across the road quickly, please. It's really not a true Jart segment unless somebody gets a bullseye and you did
it. That was dumb luck.
Very nicely done.
Dumb freaking luck.
But, man, do I understand how people can get burned on it real quick.
Not me.
Oh, hello, baby.
You know, drinking would help that a lot, though.
And you know what? And that's what dads used to do, because jarts would be boring, and it's more fun when you drink.
Wouldn't it be great?
Now, really,
to tie Tom to a chair, tie Dennis to a chair,
and see if we can cure them.
Tie Dave to a chair, and try Robert the mailman to a chair, and see who can come closest. It's like in golf, that closest to the pin.
Try to get it between.
All right, you say you got Tom, Gavin, Dennis Murphy, and Robert the Angry Mailman. Right. Who does the jart bounce off of?
Robert Mailman? Bulletproof.
I think so. Yeah. Absolutely. I think there's no question about that.
We've already found out that Dave's head is not unbreakable.
Yeah, he had that nasty fall in the kiddie pool.
Anybody hear from him?
This is the fun zone at Carnival Studios here.
You know, as we walk back into the building, we get all the weird looks from the people who have offices in this complex.
And that don't have a clue what these two fat guys are doing with microphones in their hands.
Now they just see Rob coming back with a sailor holding freaking jarts in his hand.
So long, Commodore.
Thank you, son of a sailor.
There we go.
Son of a sailor.
Ah, security. Yes. Thy name is CBS.
And we make it back into our studios here on Rockville
Pike. Hi, Joe. Don and Mike to break, Joe.
Yeah, we're ready.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.